So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf cited contradictory rulings of Rabbi Elazar. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar rules, HaMafresh Nekebel Oyla B'yolda Zachar. Someone designated female animals a carbon oyla, and they gave birth to a male. Rabbi Elazar Aymer, Hu Atzma Yikrav Oyla. The offspring itself can be brought as an oyla. However, in the Brice, Rabbi Elazar rules, Tumuras Asham Vlad Tumura, granted the Tumura Ben Asham, or the offspring of a Tumuras Asham. Rabbi Elazar Aymer, Yavi B'dmein Oyla. And it is left to graze until it develops a blemish, then sold, and from the proceeds an oyla is brought. And the Gemara there offered two ways of reconciling the two rulings. The Gemara now cites a brisa with a third case. Someone designates a female animal for his carbon pesach. It is left to graze until it develops a blemish, then sold, and from the proceeds another pesach is brought. If it gave birth, the same halacha applies to the offspring. If it remained until after Pesach, it is left to graze until it develops a blemish, then sold, and from the proceeds a carbon shlamim is brought. If it gave birth, the same halacha applies to the offspring. However, the offspring itself can be brought as a carbon shlam. Here, Belazar rules like our Mishnah that the offspring itself is brought as a carbon. The Gemara offers two approaches and explanation of these different rulings. Rava explains, Taimud Rabbi Elazar Mishum Dikeshem Alima. Rabbi Elazar holds that we can offer the offspring as a carbon if the mother also has this kedusha. Therefore, in our Mishnah of Vlad Oila Nekeva, Ikeshem Oila Alima. Even though a female cannot be brought as an Oila, it has kedusha as Oila because an Oila Sa'if can be even a Nekeva. Therefore, its offspring can be brought as an Oila. However, in the Braisa of Vlad Timuras Asham, Lekeshem Oila Alima, the Timuras Asham was not designated as an Oila. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar agrees that the offspring cannot be brought as an oila. And in the brisa of Vlad Meisah Pesach, Meisah Pesach Gufi Karv Shlam. After Pesach, the leftover carbon Pesach is itself offered as a shlam. Therefore, its offspring can also be offered as a shlam. And Rava adds, Palignami Bereisha. In the first case of the brisa of Vlad Pesach, when the animal gave birth before Pesach, Rabbi Elazar also holds that the offspring is brought as a shlam, since a carbon Pesach that is slaughtered L'Shem Shlam, even before Pesach, is valid as a shlam any day except Erev Pesach. The second approach and explanation of these rulings is as follows. Abaye explains, Gemiri lamakim sham moisa hoylich, havlat hoylich. The offspring assumes the same status as the mother would have if it was lost, and another animal designated and brought in its place, and then the original was found. Therefore, in our Mishnah of Vlad Oila Nekeva, Rabbi Elazar rules Hu Atzma Yikrav Oila because a Meiser Oila is also brought as an Oila. In a case of Hifresh Oila V'Aviv in Eskapa B'Acheres Kerei V'Ashni Oila, if the owner offered a different animal for his Oila, he would still offer the original animal as an Oila. Therefore, the offspring is also offered as an Oila. However, in the Braisa of Vlad Timuras Ashem, Rabbi Elazar rules Yavi B'Dmein Oila because Meiser Ashem Raya. A leftover Ashem cannot be brought as an Ashem. Rather, it is left to graze until it develops a blemish. Therefore, the same halacha applies to its offspring. And in the brisa of Vlad Meisah Pesach, Rabbi Elazar rules Hu Atzma Yikrav B'Shlam because La'achra Pesach, the Meisah Karv Shlam and Vlad Nami Karv Shlam. Leftover Karv Pesach is brought as a Shlam, therefore the offspring is also brought as a Shlam. According to this approach, however, Le'polik Bereisha, in the first case of the brisa of Vlad Pesach, when the animal gave birth before Pesach, Rabbi Elazar agrees that the offspring is not brought as a Shlam, because Lefneha Pesach Imi L'may Akdasha L'dmei Pesach, Vlad Nami L'dmei Pesach. Before Pesach, the mother is not meant to be brought as a Shlam, but as a Pesach. Therefore, the offspring is sold, and the proceeds used for a Karm Pesach. The Gemara challenges this principle from the following brice in which Rabbi Elazar does disagree. HaMafresh Nekev LePesach, He Uvladisel Yirat Sheyistavu, V'Machru V'Yavu B'Dmein Pesach. If someone designated a female for a carbon Pesach and they gave birth, the animal and its offspring graze until they develop a blemish, then sold, and from their proceeds a carbon Pesach is brought. However, the offspring itself can be brought as a Pesach. And the Gemara asks, in this case, the mother itself is not brought because it's in the Keva. Rather, its proceeds are used for a Pesach, and yet Rabbi Elazar says that the offspring can be offered. The Gemara answers, B'mafresh behemu mu'ubaris haskinam. That price is discussing a case where he designated a pregnant animal, and Rabbi Elazar holds, like Rabbi Yechon, who rules im shayra meshuyer. If someone designates a pregnant animal as a carbon, but specifically excluded the fetus is not sanctified, because ubalav yarchimahu. The fetus is not automatically considered part of the mother. Similarly, in this case, the mother did not attain kedushas aguf of a pesach because it was in the keva. Yet the offspring does, therefore it can be brought. Sakta Mishnah, Mafresh Nekeva La'asham, Tira Ashatistayv, V'timach V'yav B'dmei Asham. If one designates a female as an Asham, it is left to graze until it develops a blemish, then sold, and from the proceeds an Asham is brought. However, im karav ashamai yiplu damav lenadava. If he already offered another male animal for his asham, the money is used for voluntary communal ilus. However, it can be sold even before it develops a blemish. The Gemara explains the machlek is as follows. Reb Shimon holds, kivin lechazi lemilsa hainu muma. Since it's not fit to be brought as an asham, this is considered like a genuine blemish, and it does not get sanctified with kedushas haguf. Therefore, it can be sold without a blemish. However, the Tanakhama holds, aminan migi denachs ala kedushas damim nachs anami kedushas haguf. Since it becomes sanctified with monetary kedusha, it also becomes sanctified with kedushas haguf, to the extent that it can only be sold after it develops a blemish. However, Reb Shimon disagrees and says, any animal that cannot itself be offered as the carbon does not become sanctified with Kedushas Haguf. As he ruled, argued in the following brisa. Asham ben Shana veviya ben Shtayim ben Shtayim veviya ben Shana. If one designated a 2-year-old animal for a carbon asham that is supposed to be brought as a 1-year-old or the reverse, the Tanakhama says, Keshera, b'layol l'bayim l'shem chayva. The carbon is valid, but the owner has not fulfilled his obligation. However, Reb Shimon recall Atzmon ein Kedushin. The animal does not become sanctified with Kedushas Haguf at all because they cannot be used for the proper carbon. The Gemara challenges this from another ruling of Reb Shimon. Mechuz Zman Dolechazi B'Kaddish. Reb Shimon rules that an animal does become sanctified with Kedushas Haguf even before it is 8 days old, when it is not yet fit to be brought as a carbon. The Gemara answers Yelef Leim B'Bachar. He derives this by comparing Mechuz Zman to Bachar, as we learn in the Braisa. Shimon Yehuda Aim Shim Reb Shimon Mechuz Zman Nichnas Ladir Lasasa Ba'arehu K'Bachar. An animal that is too young to be brought as a carbon is still included with the flock for Meiser, and we derive this from Bachar. Ma Bachar Kadosh Lefnei Zmanoi B'Karv L'Achar Zmanoi Af Mechuz Zman Kadosh Lefnei Zmanoi B'Karv L'Achar Zmanoi. Just as a Bachar is sanctified as a fetus before it is fit to be brought as a carbon, so to an animal that is too young becomes sanctified, and it is later brought when it becomes fit. The Gemara continues this discussion in the next daf.